Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for staying with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. You're going to be glad you did, because our good buddy Dr. William Dunkelberg is back with us, as he has been now every month for probably close to a decade. We've been talking to Bill about his NFIB survey of economic conditions, the NFIB Small Business Economic Trends report that he puts together every month and has been doing now since the 70s, where he polled small business owners across the country and asked them, what's going on out there? Are you buying? Are you selling? Are you hiring? Are you firing? Are you making money? Can you borrow money? What's happening? And they tell him, and he produces a very outstanding report, and he brings it to us, as I say, once a month, and we're very grateful for that. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure, Jim. How you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Except, you're starting to wear out your welcome a little bit here, Bill. I'm looking at your report here, and here this says, all right, I've got some things underlined here. Fell, decline, negative, net negative,
record,
down.
Record low.
Yeah, I missed that one. I saw it, but I didn't underline it there. Record low, a second lowest. There's one of those. Bill, this is starting to get old.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, so far it's still shorter than, say, the 1980-82 episode by long shot, although we had a bump up. Well, we still have time for the bump up in there. So, I mean, it seems like it's dragging on more from our data, only because in the olden days we only did quarterly surveys, so we do one survey a month, so we'd have to wait 3 months for new information.
Right, right.
Now we do it every 3 months, so you know, even if we had the same pattern as we had, say, back in 80-81 for that first recession, we would have had readings every month, and we would have said, oh, no, and then, of course, the thing popped up later. So we'll see. This month, I think, it will be telling, and I'm hoping that I see a shift in the index so that we can see that we're starting to move up, and then I'll feel a lot better about where we are. But you're right, things are in the tank. They're looking pretty grim, and there's really no sign that our small business sector is going to provide a lot of oomph to GDP growth in the first quarter here.
Well, exactly, and in fact, from what I could tell, I don't know if you have anything on this, but what I can tell, of the 500,000 or so jobs that we're losing the last couple of months, approximately 40 to something around 40 or so percent of those have been small business jobs.
Right. That's the sense that we have from both other data sources as well as our own. Now, what it appears as, and of course most retailers, are small firms, as you know, not the big firms, but it appears like, we held on to our labor and held on, kind of hoping that the consumer would ride to the rescue like they usually do in the fourth quarter. They always end up spending a lot of money, and this time they really didn't. And just as we warned, they weren't going to do it this time. And when, kind of into November and early December, I think owners finally realized it's not happening. And consequently, in order to stay in business, they're going to have to cut costs dramatically. Well, 80% of our costs, as you know, on average, are labor costs. So if you're going to cut costs, it really means trimming jobs. That's about the only thing we could do. And so we trimmed, and December gave us the largest decline in employment per firm that we've seen in the 35-year history of the survey. So we really trimmed in December, and But the good news is, if we did it, then maybe we're kind of done doing it. We're now operating at survival level in a recession, a serious recession. So we won't go any lower now. We'll just we'll wait till the consumer finally comes back, which they will, and we'll get back to work.
You know, Bill, one of the things, when I hear you talk about these things, about the labor, the layoffs and the numbers, and I know these numbers, and I know these people who've laid these people off, and I know the people who were laid off. You know, one of the things that your index doesn't show, and that not too many people report on, is the real emotional toll that all this is taking on, of course, on the people who were laid off, but on those owners. Because some of those people who are laid off are like family. Many of them are like family to the people who run those small businesses.
Exactly.
And the emotional toll is tremendous. This is a tough time right now in the marketplace. It's just, you know, we just can't get around that. But we got to deal with it. And we're going to find out what Bill Dunkelberg has to say about some of the other elements of his survey. And when can we see a little light at the end of the tunnel? 20 till. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find lots of stuff that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including my blog, including my knowledge base, including the archives of past interviews with our Brain Trust members, including the Brain Trust members. They're all there, about 1,500 of those folks, and also thousands of articles that have been written by me and or my Brain Trust, and lots of good stuff there. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Comes every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. We're in our 10th year of the newsletter. So haven't missed an edition in over 9 years. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. He is our good friend, chief economist for the NFIB, professor of economics at Temple University. And we're talking about the most recent Small Business Economic Trends report that he publishes every month. And Bill, do you see any kind of positive, any kind of a trend that we could hang on to? Anything at all that looks like maybe, you know, there's some kind of an upward, we don't like the number, but we like the trend?
Well, the trend is pretty much sideways. I mean, once we tanked a few months ago, if you will, we kind of went down to the old 1980-82 recession period readings. We kind of stayed there. You know, we've been up and down a little bit, but not much. So we've been moving sideways. I think for December, on the real killer was what happened in labor markets, and I think that's when owners gave up the ship and said, okay, now I've got to really adjust my costs and get ready to move into the new year. And I think that's probably all we'll see that's that bad. Mm-hmm. We're getting down to the bare bones operation, and bare bones means for the most part, you know, you can make it. Remember, you know, things are down, but they're still not, you know, not down that far. I mean, if people say we're in a depression, but 93 out of 100 people that want a job have a job with a 10% unemployment rate, and you know, 10% is a good unemployment rate for Western Europe. I mean, they never had it this good.
Exactly.
So,
That's exactly right.
There are a lot of people out there money, and they're spending, and they'll keep spending. I mean, we'll keep getting our haircuts and going to the grocery store, and you know, there are some things we managed to put off, like buying cars. You know, if you own all these cars that we own, you don't have to buy a new one every year because mm-hmm. the car keeps giving you service. So we delayed a lot of stuff, and that, of course, takes retail sales down fairly dramatically when we do that. And
Bill, the thing that concerns me about the recovery, the much hoped for recovery, is that we don't have the credit market available to us as we've had in every other recession that you and I have covered, or that you and I have lived through. The credit market has been ready to go when the economy started turning around. Right now, we don't have that situation at all. It's unique in my lifetime for sure, and that's what concerns me. You were talking about the sewing machine, the washing machines, and the automobiles, and those kinds of things. Those are capital items that people, when they buy them, they often borrow money for that.
Yeah, and that's true. And of course, and in some sense, you're right. We don't have the capital market ready to go. And, of course, the reason is, you know, if you go, like, in the housing market, I mean, we gave anybody who had a pulse a mortgage, 120% mortgage and interest only and whatever. So, you know, so those people are now, you know, becoming renters again, for example. But we're left with all that housing stock overhang that's still, you know, so it's like a lot of washers and dryers. We can't move. We can't even ship them where we need them, you know, so they're stuck and they're depressing prices. And so, yeah, we're not ready to generate the kind of credit we have in the past, but really we generated too much. So you know, we are going to, you know, have to resize ourselves in terms of the amount of credit and how we use it, and that's the process we're going through.
Do you think this actually could be? This is a healthy element of the recovery. It's almost an imposed discipline, so to speak.
Well, that's right. I mean, look, the consumer savings rate for 2 years was zero. That is, collectively, you and I spent every dollar of our after-tax income. Well, that's terrible, and you can't continue to do that forever, because if you don't save, you can't fund investment, and foreigners are going to get tired of lending us the money for investment. So, you know, so now the savings rate goes up, you know, to 3 to 4%. Well, that sounds like a small number, and it is an embarrassingly low savings rate compared to other countries. But moving spending down 3 percentage points when spending is 70% of $14 trillion, why, you're talking about a huge decline in retail sales. Now, that money is saved, goes into the banks, but it takes us time to then convert it into investment spending. We can't get that done immediately. So the whole economy sinks in the process, and that's what we're doing.
Right. One of the things that you report on is that capital spending, obviously, for small businesses is also down. Part of that is they don't need to buy anything.
Right.
Because the economy's slow. They also may not have the credit to buy some of the things that they'd like to have. Although I think small business owners in general fare pretty well on the credit side, because so many of them do business with independent community banks.
That's right.
But this comes back to when we talk about that, the capital spending situation for small businesses, and the government is contemplating, you know, things like increasing the expensing, the Section 179 expensing for capital items. That's not going to help small business owners get out of this recession, Bill.
You're exactly right. We've done these kinds of things before: investment tax credits, you know, expensing more and so on. I mean, it'll help a little teeny tiny bit at the margin, but just because I get a deal on something doesn't mean I'll buy it if I can't use it.
That's exactly right. And I don't need tax credits. I don't need a deduction if I'm already not profitable.
Exactly.
Right now, anyway. So we're going to talk some more about this with Bill Dunkelberg right after these messages. A couple of more things we're going to point out for us, and what he thinks the economy is going to be like the rest of this year. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is Chief Economist for the NFIB. Bill, that's NFIB.com, right?
Right.
And your own website where they can find this survey, the Small Business Economic Trend Report that Bill produces every month. That's at NFIB.com. Also at your website, which is?
SmallBUS, SmallBiz.org.
You can also find it on my website. We'll put it right on the homepage. May already be up there. I'm not sure. And so you can find it, folks, wherever you want to go and see what's going on. And a lot of good information there, folks, that will help you in your decision-making process. Bill, of course, profits are down, wages are down. Inflation, though, we're really not worried about stagflation, are we? So isn't that
well,
have I lurched uncontrollably to some good news?
Yeah, I think the good news in what we saw on the price and wage side is that in the olden days it was hard to get prices and wages to adjust, and you really need to get them to adjust quickly in order to move the economy forward and get rid of, you know, excess supplies and so on and so forth. So we did see the fastest decline in prices we've ever seen. If you go back to July, net 32% of the owners raised selling prices in July. And now we have 6 percentage points more cutting prices than raising prices. We went from 32 to minus 6, or a 38-point swing, and the percent of our owners saying they raised prices. So that's huge. In December, we also had the smallest percentage of owners in history raising compensation and the largest percentage cutting compensation. So there are huge adjustments happening on the wage side and the price side. And although it's bad news when you're in it, it does mean that you're going to get through things a lot faster because you make the adjustments a lot more quickly. So,
Bill, I've been
that'll work out a lot better.
I've been telling my audience that I've been telling small business owners for a month or so now that it's in, if they I've encouraged them to assume what I call the 2009 small business attitude, which is survival attitude, which is I'm going to win in 2009 by surviving. Is that too strong of a statement? Am I being too negative? Or is that, what do you think about that?
Well, no, I think you have to be in a survival mode because we built up kind of excesses, not just in the housing market, but too much retail space, too much, and the market is now in the process of adjusting that, which means in simple terms, some people have to fail. So you don't want to be one of those. So surviving is it. That's why we see capital spending plans at a record low. Nobody's investing in inventory because everybody's not doing anything they don't have to do. Take care of your cash. Stay friends with your banker and let them know
right.
You're doing okay and you're going to hang in there. And you do survive and you wait out this adjustment process until, and we do this every recession. You wait it out until we get back to spending again, which always happens, and we'll be out of this and then we'll have another growth period.
That's when do you think we will be out of this, Bill?
Well, I think it will turn by mid-year. It'll be slow, but, of course, it's always slow. The first spending comes back, consumer spending comes back, and we don't hire right away because we didn't fire everybody. We always have we hang on to people as best we can, so we can support the sales growth without hiring for a while, and then hiring will come back, and it'll be slow. And the housing side, housing starts, 2 Januaries ago, we're at 2.2 million annual rate. We only need 1.5 million or 1.4 million in a normal year, so the overbuilding was huge, and now I think we're now growing them, and we're only building about 500,000 annual rate, so we'll get rid of the excess supply everywhere except Florida, California, and Phoenix and Las Vegas. That means the rest of the country will get back to kind of building. Mortgage applications were up 15% last month. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll come back. And, of course, that's a big small business industry.
When will the government's money going to start really showing up where we can see a benefit, not just something that saves us from tanking, but actually helps us out? What do you think?
Well, I don't know. Having the government spending help us out could be a little oxymoronic.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not clear that it really will. If there's 300 or 400 billion in some form of a tax cut, I guess that'll put some more money in our pockets, and we'll spend some of that. Although evidence is from the last one that we save a bunch of it, which is fine. We'll save, and that'll probably
right.
help some. Just not clear how much. Remember, every dollar the government spends, it has to get from somewhere. If it gets
yep.
it from taxing somebody else, that's no help.
That's
if
right.
If it borrows it from you and me, it's still no help, because if you and I lend the money to the government, we can't spend
right.
it.
Exactly.
So it'll probably borrow from the Chinese, and
right.
that may not be such a good idea.
I agree with you. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.